WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Pianist Fred Hirsch often works in small settings, as a piano soloist, or in duo with a singer or other instrumentalist, or with his long-running trio. Hirsch's latest album teams him with Germany's WDR Big Band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Hirsch's intimate music scales up nicely.
Pianist Fred Hirsch is such a subtle interpreter of jazz and pop standards, you could overlook the fetching tunes he writes. The album Begin Again marks the first release of Hirsch playing his compositions with a big band, specifically German radio's WDR big band. Their arranger and conductor in residence, Vince Mendoza, makes a specialty of guest showcases like this. They're a familiar assignment for such European radio bands who do not phone it in. Fred Hirsch's Forward Motion, originally for quintet. Arranger Vince Mendoza has been working with the WDR Big Band a while and can make them purr and pop, and he brings out all their colors. Jazz big band language is often about dialogues between horn sections or between soloist and the band. It can get a little tricky sometimes, balancing the unequal forces of band and soloist, the many against the one. On Fred Hirsch's tune Havana, arranger Mendoza slowly pulls back the orchestral curtain to leave the soloist exposed and nicely set up. Fred Hirsch with bassist John Goldsby and drummer Hans Decker of the WDR Big Band. Vince Mendoza's orchestrations often have a quietly majestic quality they share with some other modern big band music. But a setting of Hirsch's Out Somewhere, in memory of murder victim Matthew Shepard, is appropriately dark, recalling Charles Mingus's stormy complexity and blues-tinged brooding. Sloan's WDR Big Band is typical of a few top-flight European radio orchestras, whose musicians are expert readers and blenders and adept interpreters of a wide range of hard and easy modern music. The soloists are not always so distinctive, but they're always fluent and often think compositionally, hearing their solo line as part of the overall musical fabric. Honors here go to trombonist Ludwig Nuss for his woozy wah-wah solo on The Big Easy. It's a good example of how everyone on the album Begin Again gets on composer Fred Hirsch's wavelength and amplifies his message.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. He reviewed Begin Again by pianist Fred Hirsch with the WDR Big Band.